Phoenix FM, it's the Friday backstage at Stand and Calling. Steve Robertson here with Azure Rider. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you've just come off the main stage, and that was a great set.
Thank you so much. It felt incredible. It's just so nice to be up there, especially after so long, and things are starting to obviously move again now, but there's nothing better than that feeling. Nothing could ever replace live music.
No, absolutely. And I mean, main stage at a festival, is it the sort of thing you're used to, that size stage?
Never, no. I mean, I still haven't done, because I started releasing music during COVID, so I haven't only done like a handful of shows so far, which have definitely varied in size, but never been that big. So I was like, oh my God, there's so much room for me to frolic and dance. And like, it was wild and I loved it.
And I took a few photos as well. Anyone listening, there are going to be plenty of pictures up on the Phoenix FM website as well. It looks great, doesn't it? You know,
it's just such a nice feeling. And that openness as well. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. And the music. I mean, you weren't just playing your own music. To carry off some of the songs, are you doing some Fleetwood Mac? You know, it was just great. You've got such a good band behind you.
Thank you. I love them to absolute pieces. We've only formed really recently as well, but as soon as I met them, I just knew instantly. I was like, this is like my family. I call them my wolf pack. just the energy up there, like I know I'm supported, and it's just, I know when I turn to them, they're going to be like beaming back at me, and it's just so nice to be up there with them, for sure.
Are they all from the UK then?
Yeah,
they are, because you're based in, you're based in the UK now.
Yes. So I went back to Australia. I was here pre-COVID, went back to Australia for COVID. I only realized it's been 5 months yesterday. I was like, oh wow, it's actually been a solid amount of time, and it's just felt so amazing to come back here and then have them to be by my side in all of this and the beginnings of this. It feels really magical. And yeah.
And it is great. I mean, and you sort of, in terms of the history, you're writing your own stuff, you're very sort of influenced by the environment as well, aren't you? And there must be a real difference seeing that in Australia compared with the UK, and let's face it, with the sort of heat that we've had here in England just the past week.
That was wild. Definitely. I mean, we get heat in Australia, obviously. Yeah. But I'm in, like, my hometown is like a coastal town, so I'm like, okay, it's hot, I can go into the ocean. Where it's like hot here, I'm like, there's nowhere to escape. nature was absolutely my best friend growing up. So even being in places like here, like I go run in the park, I make sure that I have those moments here. Or even, you know, there is so many beautiful places, like at 2 hours out of London, like it is all accessible. And then in that way, you can get the energy of the city and then the energy of nature. But nature definitely has and will always be such an important thing to me. I definitely think nature is like the biggest teacher to humans. And yeah, so I feel like in my music, I kind of want to give back to it what it gave to me, in a sense.
Yes.
So yeah.
And it's fluid, isn't it? Because I suppose music's a form of nature in a lot of ways.
We are nature.
Yes.
Literally, scientifically, any way you look at it, we're nature, we're energy. And so it doesn't make sense that we would work against it or resist it, because if you look at nature, you know, whether it's storming or it's sunny, like it just flows and works with each other and surrenders to whatever's happening. And like, I just think humans could honestly learn so much from it, and we are totally steered by it. It's like the moon. If the ocean is powered by the moon, then I feel like we are too.
No, absolutely. And this is such a, I mean, it's a recent thing for you. You did go to, you studied music though, didn't you? Was that in the States?
I did like a short summer program at Berklee College of Music in Boston. So I was like just out of high school. I really wanted to I kind of had come across it, and I'd not really been in a place where I was surrounded by people that had that passion that I had. And so in going to that, it was absolutely wild, because it was like 1,000 kids. Everyone was so excited and passionate to like create and learn and collaborate. And so it was kind of like a college taster course. It's 6 weeks of college.
But it's good because it gives you the impetus and then move on and know what you're doing is right.
Yeah, because honestly what I learned from that, because going into it I did think, okay, to be a musician I have to go to music college and then I'll be able to. But what I actually took from that is that it's an amazing thing to do if you have the means to or you really want to, but no one's going to take your piece of paper at the end of your course and be like, welcome to the music industry. Like, everything is life, like lived life experience, and you have to physically be in it to grow and learn, yeah. I guess.
And it's progressing. I mean, you're obviously very well welcomed in the UK and comfortable here, but Australia and things like Triple J certainly have had a lot of help in getting you to this stage, haven't they?
I'm so grateful because Triple J, from the absolute beginning, were such champions of me. I was so excited. I was actually still in London when Dizzy, my first single, came out, and it's being premiered on Triple J by Richard Kingsmill, and I was like, oh my God, this is insane, oh my God. I remember, because it was nighttime there, so it was morning here, I was in my pajamas in bed, like absolutely bawling my eyes out because I was just so excited for that moment, and it had definitely been a long time coming for me, like it is for every artist. And yeah, from that and then through COVID, like, they continue to support me so much. Even, like, the fact that I got to do a Like A Virgin so early on,
yes,
in releasing, I was like, because that's something that I always thought was be further up my, like, mountain, you know? And so for it to happen at that stage was incredible to me. And I just, yeah, I know, like, I feel like COVID kind of, I see the silver linings in it, in the case that, like, I went back to Australia and I got to do some incredible things that I maybe wouldn't have been able to do if things had been different.
Forgive me, what did you do as the Like A Virgin?
I did Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Which I was so excited to do that because I always loved that song. I love Dua. But I think with covers, and it's like same when I did, obviously, Dreams, yes, by Fleetwood Mac, yeah. I think covers, it's this fine line because you want to respect the artist and what they did, but you also want to put yourself into it. And so I hope that in the Dua and the Stevie Nicks, I was able to kind of honour them, but also be myself.
Absolutely. And I mean, in terms of going forward, what have you got a fairly packed program now?
In terms of, like, live or...
Well, live and just plans, because I know what it's like. You could have a sort of two, three albums ahead, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, you write a billion songs before you even think about releasing it. I basically came back here and, like, hit the ground running in songwriting, because that's something definitely during lockdown I wasn't able to do much, because I'm such a, like, I need to be in person. I really struggled with the whole Zoom session thing. So in coming back here, I was so eager to get, like, back into that room. I had lots of feelings. So yeah, in the last 5 months, I'm so excited because I feel like I'm for the first time writing in real time, and I'm speaking on things that are, yeah, literally happening to me at this moment. So I feel this is the first time it feels so me right now. 'Cause I think, you know, music can be so reflective, and I feel like I'm so proud of everything I've released so far, but it's all, like, pulling from the past. Yes. I'm like, now I don't have to go back to talking about that boy or, like, whatever. It's like I'm feeling really good and, like, experiencing things and then being able to be like, let it out.
So you're comfortable in the zone, and yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's really, I've just feel like I've hit a real flow right now, so I'm just so excited to, whenever that is, you know, able to be shared, I'm so excited about it. And I feel like I'm even saying things that I never thought I was able to say before, and that's something I put on myself, but I think I'm being a bit more bolder in a sense, or just sure in myself, I guess. Yeah, so it feels really special. And then obviously, like, on the live situation, I've got a bunch more festivals coming up through summer, and then fingers crossed I'll be able to do some, like, more headliney things later on. But yeah, so just focusing on the music, which is always forever going to be the most important thing.
And of course, anyone listening, if they want to find out more, of course, they can look on Spotify, Deezer, the usual, and also social media. What's your favourite? What do you tend to do more on?
I am an Instagram baby. I grew up on it. I'm just really comfortable on there in ways that I'm not so much with the others, which is quite interesting because I feel like I can post an Instagram story and feel fine with it. Then I get onto TikTok and I'm like, I can't. But yeah, there's waves in all social media and it all comes with it now as being an artist, but I'm always going to want to be my authentic self on whatever that is going to be, whether it's more popular or not. So I'm going to keep posting on Instagram even if only 10 people see it.
Like, you're going to get more followers off the back of everything you're doing though, aren't you?
My goal in this is only to connect with as many people as possible, because I think music is one of the most powerful healers that we have as humans, and if I can be a part of that, being that for someone else, like be a voice for people that I necessarily didn't have myself, that's all I want. I feel like, you're a vessel in some sense. And yeah.
Great, thank you. And I mean, Stand and Calling, at the festivals, it's a good one. The dog show, it's family friendly and it's close to London, so you got everything here.
It's so beautiful, and the energy, like we got here and I was like, yes. This is it. It's just such a beautiful energy. Everyone that, I don't know, I saw out there, it's just, and that's what, in live shows is, it's just like give and take of energy. So to have humans coming to see me like that, which was very exciting.
Oh, well, look, thanks very much for talking to us. We'll put the links up to your social media on the website as well. But as you're a rider, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much. Lovely to speak to you.